Dr. Lisa Barga is a professor at Barrett The Honors College. Although only in her third year at Barrett, she has certainly made an impression on her school and her students. I was able to speak to her about some of her thoughts and experiences. The human event, which you teach.
Yeah.
Can you sort of explain what that is?
So it's really a wonderful and in many ways unique opportunity for first-year undergraduate students to in many ways sort of take ownership of their learning process by engaging with a variety of readings across history and across cultures, readings that they probably would not encounter in any other course that they will take in their time at the university. So things like the ancient Epic of Gilgamesh, which was written on, you know, inscribed on clay tablets almost 5,000 years ago, to, you know, contemporary stuff that we're looking at, like Fast Food Nation, where there's this chance to really just critically explore this aspect of, you know, modern consumer life that is rarely looked at, you know, in an analytical way. And it's very student-centered, you know, so the idea is for students to really talk to each other, come up with their own questions, their own ways of understanding the text and making connections between the readings that we're doing. I see it as a just a wonderful opportunity for me as a teacher, because I love it, and also for the students, you know, to just expand their horizons.
So when it comes to your students in your classes around the beginning of school, the beginning of the semester, what's really the first thing that you notice?
Well, usually what I notice at Barrett is how engaged and eager to succeed most of the students are. You know, I can tell that people are nervous, but it's really wonderful to work with such a group where you can see that everyone in the class, right, cares about, like, wow, this is an important thing I'm doing. I want to do my best. I want to succeed and put my best foot forward. And so I notice that. I notice the, you know, the energy level and the engagement. I also notice how, you know, that there are always more folks naturally who find it easier to speak than others. So I notice pretty quickly, like, who are the quieter people and who are the people who are more able to carry discussion along. And I start thinking right away about, like, how can I start balancing this out, you know, to get, try and get as many voices into the discussion as possible. But at Barrett, it's been wonderful because everybody wants to participate. Some people are just a little shyer than others.
Do you have any pet peeves of your students?
Yeah, I mean, it was, some of it would be the usual things, like, you know, coming in late all the time or using unapproved devices in an unapproved way is certainly a peeve. Side conversations that are not, you know, endorsed in the structure. You know, we break into groups a lot, you know, so people have a lot of chance to talk to the people next to them in a, you know, structured way.
So speaking about the first year at college, how did you find yours to be?
Yeah, you know, I wish that I had more guidance, honestly. I think that it was, you know, it was very overwhelming. I didn't really have anyone telling me, like, oh, you should try and meet with your professors or reach out or, you know, try to take advantage of whatever support structures there are at the university. And part of, I'm motivated in part by trying to be the kind of professor that I wish that I had encountered or had access to, you know, at that time in my life. Eventually, I started to figure it out and piece things together and learn how to, you know, kind of take care of myself and foster peer and, you know, teacher rapport with teachers. I think that that's something that's really important in the first year. So I try to, you know, provide that in whatever way I can and direct students towards it if it's something that I can't provide on my own.
What do you think are some of the big things that people need to leave behind in high school?
Yeah, I mean, certainly one of the big ones relates to the kind of writing that we do in the human event. A lot of students come in, understandably, and this is every year, and this is also other places that I've taught as well. And I saw the same thing there, you know, coming in with an idea that writing an essay for a class like this means more or less kind of summarizing and writing a fairly surface-level kind of book report, really, about whatever the reading is. I think it just offers an amazing opportunity opportunity for students to be at a big school, right, at a big state school, and all of the curricular and extracurricular opportunities that that offers, which at ASU are just absolutely immense, and yet have this enclave within it, right, where they have access to resources, they have a small faculty to student ratio, they are all, you know, there's community created within Barrett, you know, amongst their Barrett peers in a way that is not quite the same. I think for so many students, it's just such a truly unique opportunity to have the advantages of an honors college or a small liberal arts school type of structure within this immense research university that offers all kinds of other benefits.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're welcome.
I had fun.
It was truly a pleasure.
Great. For Spot 127, I'm Samantha Lee.